Alrighty, 75th anniversary indeed of celebrating life's special moments. Be another great special moment after last Saturday's special drubbing of the Buckeyes of Ohio State, winning the Big Ten. Now we go into this game against Purdue without Mr. Corum. We've got the Lions taking on Jacksonville, USA versus the Netherlands. No one better to cover it than our WJR sports analyst, Steve Courtney, with special guest Jim Brandstetter, the creator of the best holiday gift you can get for a Michigan fan, the Voices of Michigan Stadium. It's absolutely fabulous. We'll talk a little bit more about it after Mr. Courtney takes care of a little business. Stevie?
All right, Dub. Good morning. Hello again, friends. This conversation with the legend brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit PainFreeLifeCenters.com to learn more. Indeed, the Michigan football Wolverines at Lucas Oil Stadium to take on those Purdue Boilermakers in the Big Ten Championship. We'll talk about it right here, right now, with Mr. Brandstetter. Jimmy, how are you?
First of all, Steve, it's great to talk to you. And how bad was it for you to use the term legend?
Well, you know what, Jimmy, when you consider some of the greatest moments of my mediocre career have been spent with you, it's always
that.
A pleasure.
Don't say that. It's not a mediocre career, man. You're hanging out with Paul W. Smith. I'd say you're pretty much on the top of the rung here.
Well, all right. That being said, let's talk about this Michigan football team quickly, Jim. Obviously a lot of confidence after completely shutting down the Ohio State Buckeyes a week ago. In particular, the performance of J.J. McCarthy. Jimmy, there was a lot made about his arm if Blake Corum was unable to go, and he wasn't. And he throws three touchdown strikes for 40 or more yards. It's never been done in the 105-year history of the rivalry. All in all, 2,215 yards, 17 touchdowns, and just two interceptions. That's huge.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, J.J. had to step up. I mean, that's been the – you know, Steve, this as well as anybody because you cover the game, is that everybody was asking the question, can J.J. throw the ball? Can that passing game augment the running game and get Michigan off the diamond against Ohio State? Clearly, J.J. answered the bell. And I think, too, the receivers answered the bell. They made separation. They got open. So those things and they're very, very important now because, I mean, Donovan Edwards had a great game, too. But without Blake Corum, everybody else is going to have to pick it up. And that includes J.J., maybe more than anybody. He's going to have to take that Ohio State performance and build on that. And I think going forward, that's what this offense needs to do as they get into this Big Ten championship game and maybe beyond.
What do you make of this Purdue team? It's I find it so interesting. We just don't have time, Jimmy, to get into the debate about, you know, the Western division and what's going to happen once USC and UCLA comes in. But no team from the West has ever won the Big Ten championship. That being said, Purdue is there. Talk about their quarterback, Aiden O'Connell. He seems like another one of those guys, Jim, that's like a 15th-year senior. But he's put up some good numbers. 3,124 yards, 22 strikes, but he has thrown 11 picks. With this Michigan defense, mission number one, I would imagine, would be to rattle Aiden O'Connell.
No question. That's exactly the game plan. You must get him off his spot. You must get him moving his feet. And the other guy I think you have to take away from them is Charlie Jones, the wide receiver. He's a transfer that came in out of Iowa. He's just been unbelievable. He's had a great year. Nearly 100 receptions this year, over 1,400 yards. I think like Bill Belichick in the NFL, one of the things that he does, you take away what the other guy does best. And that means I think you get Aiden O'Connell off his spot and you try to minimize what Charlie Jones does to hurt you. If you can do that defensively, I think you've got a good chance against Purdue.
You mentioned Donovan Edwards, Jim, and certainly with what we know now about Blake Corum, you got to feel horrible for this kid.
Yeah.
A Heisman hopeful, what a year he had. But if you've got Donovan Edwards to go to, that's not a bad point B.
No, it sure isn't. He's a five-star. He's out of West Bloomfield, so he's a local kid. Donovan's got to step up, but so does everybody on the offense. This has got to make everybody else on the offense a little bit more focused because Blake's not there. They're not as good without Blake, but everybody's got to pick it up a little bit in order to keep that edge that they had against Ohio State.
All right, let me say this quickly. This conversation with Mr. Brandstetter brought to you by the good folks at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right here in Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com.
Look for it, Voices of Michigan Stadium. Jim Brandstetter, great gift. We continue.